equipping you daily, fortifying your faith, a source of help and hope for hurting homes and broken hearts. Rod Parsley is anchoring you in the timeless truths of God's Word to propel you forward in victory. This is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Well, as I'm sure you're well aware, the month of December overflows with joy. The twinkling of the Christmas lights, the warm fellowship of wonderful friends and your family, and the familiar songs of the season that fill the air. But not everyone is experiencing that joy, my friend. Many, in fact, find this to be the loneliest season of the year. Even more are deeply fearful. Now, the key to victory is knowing there's a secret place in God where you and I can dwell in peace and safety from all of the cares and the chaos of this modern world. The shadow of the Almighty is where we find absolute comfort and divine protection. Hear these powerful prophetic words, full of faith, from Psalm 91. Now, don't turn me off because I'm using a familiar passage of Scripture. Let's dig into it, shall we? Psalm 91, verse 1, from the Amplified Version, says this: He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. You don't have to live poisoned by fear. Faith in God is the only true, the only lasting antidote to the spirit of fear. God's divine, powerful covering over us is a strong shield that the adversary of our souls cannot penetrate. Whatever trials the enemy sends your way, maybe sending your way right now, I'm here to agree with you. Know that at this very moment, your life is hidden with God in Christ. You are hidden in the presence of the Lord, covered by the blood of the cross of Jesus Christ. And I'm praying, I hope you'll agree with me, for God to show up in your situation. Now, hear me. I believe this to be a God-declared year. Now, catch me, of double grace and double favor and double blessing. I've been declaring it and decreeing it all year long before we entered into 2025. December 31st is our countdown to victory. Let's just call it that. Our countdown to victory. On that praise-filled night, I want to have your greatest prayer request, not those things that really don't matter that much to you, that thing that keeps you walking the floor at night. I want your most needed request before God's throne to be met. I want to place your request on our altar. That's right. We still worship, pray, believe at the altar. If you're attending a church where there's no altar, you might want to think about finding another church. At our altar, multiplied millions around the world, thanks to this broadcaster breakthrough, will pray together with you for supernatural miracles in three very specific areas in your life. Hear me now. I used to pray for a wife. I didn't marry Miss Joni till I was 29. I was praying, God, send me a wife. And then I learned to pray with specificity because I started seeing what was showing up as an answer. And so I began to pray for the specific kind of wife I wanted for my life and ministry. So on this night, we are going to pray specifically. We are going to target our prayers in three areas. Get them in your heart. Breakthrough partners, you got to join with me for prayer on December 31st. Listen, we're going to pray for your family. God forbid that we should win the world and lose our own family. Second, that your financial needs will be met by the provision of God who said, I will supply all your needs. Third, that the answer from the pavilions of heaven for your greatest personal need is going to come into manifestation, and that you will experience it as a right now reality. So you make your plans now. Set an alarm on your phone. Come on, you know how to do it. Set an alarm on your phone and join us live. My great goodness, how wonderful it is to come live under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We will be live on Wednesday night, December 31st, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, for our countdown to your victory service. God's going to be glorified. You can make sure of that. Mrs. Lisa Brunson is going to be with us. We are all going to be gathered in the great Sumrall Tabernacle. Your faith on that night will be so strengthened. Fear will receive its eviction notice. Now stay with me for a very, very special breakthrough edition. I'm going to speak to you from right here on faith, the antidote to fear. We're going to focus on receiving God's promise of power, protection, and provision in your life.
Valor Christian College wants you to become a world changer with a four-year, fully accredited Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry.
You'll become a part of a vibrant community of believers with a passion for quality education, purpose-driven application, and a desire to receive an impartation of the legacy of Dr. Rod Parsley.
Call or visit valorcollege.edu and enroll today on campus or online.
Ask about our scholarships, federal financial aid, and other programs to help you acquire the tools you need to change the world.
Well, it's really my joy to welcome you to a very, what I feel like is a very special edition of your breakthrough. I'm going to speak to you, share with you from God's Word about faith being the antidote to fear. Now, to be in the grip of fear is to live with poison circulating through your life, not only to your spiritual life, but your mental life, your physical well-being. If fear is left unchecked, it can leave you, listen to me, tormented, tired, and your life open to tragedy. At times, opposition confronts us like a mighty roaring force. because the enemy wants to try to convince us that there's no hope. Now listen, hopelessness is a disease of the devil. Have hope today. You've got a favorable, confident expectation today that has to do with an unseen future, unseen expression of happiness. It's coming. Get ready for it. Our Father God tells us if we're born of Him now, born of the Spirit, and we overcome the world. He says, our victory has already been assured, provided for us by the shed blood of the sacrificial Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, at Calvary. 1 John chapter number 5, and we're over in verse number 4. 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 4. Let me bring it to you from the Passion Translation. It's a verse you should read really every night. Let's say for the next 7 days, you're just going to read it. Here it is. You see, every child of God overcomes the world for our faith. There it is the victorious power of God that triumphs over the world. Your faith is not weak. It is not watered down. It is not some generic prescription, but your faith right now, today, dear believer, dear Jesus follower, your faith is your antidote to fear. What does it contain? Victorious, overcoming, supernatural power from Jehovah Isus Hakaboth. Now, that's not one of the compound names of Jehovah God you normally hear. You hear Jehovah Rapha. You hear Jehovah Makedesh. You hear Jehovah Shalom. But you rarely hear Jehovah Isus Hakaboth, but it's one of my favorite. It means the Lord strong and mighty. Listen, it's time for you, it's time for all of us to experience the covering of God Almighty in our everyday lives by learning to walk in the Spirit, no longer dominated by our mind, by our will, or by our emotions. Fear grows when our emotions lead us to believe we're not in control. That's how people end up with panic attacks, because they're so used to being in control. And then when they get in a situation where they feel out of control, fear grabs their hearts. Faith gives us power, you see, to rest in that blessed assurance provided by our great God, and that he's in control. It's right there, back over in Psalm 91. Let's get back over there. God shall give his angels. God of the angel armies will give his angels charge over you to guard you. Set armed guards about you in all your ways. Listen, to bear you up in their hands. That's an overwhelming, overcoming, covering, released by an omnipotent, all-powerful God. Right now, in the final days of 2025, you've got a choice to make. You're at a strategic inflection point where you can't go on like you are. You've got to make a decision. You got to go left or you got to go right. You got to go forward or you got to go back. You got to make a choice. You've heard for 12 months on this breakthrough broadcast that it's God's desire that you enter into a set appointed time of double grace, double favor, and double blessing. The difference, of course, between favor moving into your life and the lack of it is very simple. It's an instruction. When you follow the instruction, you release God to release His favor upon your life. And you always remember this, will you? Favor is never fair, but it's free. When the proper instruction is followed, get me, favor flows forth. It was just that easy. And today, my dear partner, my friend, my fellow believer, it is my prayer. And God answers my prayers. Did you hear me? I believe that. Jesus stood out in front of the tomb of Lazarus, and He said, Father, I know You hear me always. Well, I'm an heir and a joint heir with Jesus Christ, and I believe He hears and answers our prayers. And my prayer is that every blessing of God Almighty will flow into your life, bless your family, multiply your financial stability, and move into one very critical area of your life where you need the hand of God now. The instruction you follow is simply this. So, a Psalm 91 seed to enter into by faith, and that seed is the movement of faith, you see. Faith is always an act, always a movement. So sow a Psalm 91 seed and believe Him that you're going to break free from the power of fear in your life. I want you to do as I do, seek the Holy Spirit's direction about the specific seed that the Holy Spirit is directing you to sow. And then immediately act on that instruction. You can pick up your phone. You can call right now while the Holy Spirit of God is moving. I sense His Spirit. He's moving in a powerful and profound and prophetic way right now. So pick up that phone. Call that number. I don't know what God, the Holy Spirit, is speaking to you. Could be a seed of $91. Might be $910. Sown in faith, wrapped in expectancy, and with your faith attached to it. Always, always include your prayer request. For our New Year's Eve celebration, we're calling it Countdown to Your Victory.
2026 can be your best year ever as you ignite your faith to blast away fear and walk confidently in victory. Dr. Parsley is standing boldly with you, believing for 4 God-sent blessings in the new year. Power, peace, protection, and provision for every need. Take up the shield of faith and claim God's promised protection. Sow your Psalm 91 seed faith gift today as a declaration that you believe His promises and are ready to receive His blessings. For your generous Psalm 91 seed of $91 or more, you'll receive 4 powerful resources. Keep your faith strong as you read Psalm 91 from this beautiful print. The book, Fear Not, written specifically to help you and those you love overcome fear. The new four-part video series, Faith, the Antidote to Fear, and To Walk Each Day in Victory, the enhanced and expanded 365-day devotional, Every Day Matters, from Rod and Joni Parsley. And for those special friends who sow $1,000 or more, we've commissioned an exclusive Shield of Faith from the award-winning Wendell August Forge, a stunning work of art that declares God's protection over your home. Please include your prayer requests for the Countdown to Your Victory New Year's Eve service. Call day or night, write, or visit rodparsley.com. Choose faith. It's the antidote to fear.
Psalm 91, beginning with verse number 9, I'm bringing it to you now from the Passion Translation. Here we go. When we live our lives within the shadow of God Most High, our secret hiding place, that's who God is, we will always be shielded from harm. Well, how then could evil prevail against us or disease infect us? Excuse me. God sends His holy angels with special orders from heavenly headquarters to protect you and those you love wherever you are, defending you from all harm, all the way home, all the way into the port of safety under the shadow of the Almighty. It's time that we make fear leave the premises. I don't know when I felt the anointing so strongly on a daily broadcast of Breakthrough as I have today. And when this word comes alive and active in your life, that's exactly when you'll often face, hear me, your greatest opposition. When God gives you a promise, you got to get ready. What do I mean? You got to dig a ditch. Before you ever see a cloud in the sky, you've got to stand in faith. Lest you be double-minded and unstable, James said, in all your ways. It's time to pray a hedge of protection, guarding the blessing that God is preparing to release into your life in 2026. But you've got to get ready for 2026 now. And I want you to wrap your faith around Psalm 91. Psalm 91. A Psalm 91 seed of protection and promise can be the expression of your faith. As 2025 comes to an end, always remember this, you enter a new season the way you left the old one. This is the time right now between the two to look back and consider all you've sown into God's kingdom this year. And then take account. Don't be found lacking in your obedience to the command of God. Keep the portal of His blessing open with the seed that He's already placed in your hand. I don't know what the amount of your seed should be. That's not for me to tell you. I can suggest things to see if your spirit bears witness with it. I want you to know that you can enter 2026 free from the grasp and the tentacles of fear, full of God's power, His peace, His protection, and his provision. I believe it. I'm believing with you for it. So go ahead. Get your phone. Open it up. And call that number right there on your screen right now. Sow your very best Psalm 91 seed. As you sow or give your very best to bless the work of the Lord, $50, $91, $1,000. Put your foot down spiritually and declare, I will not have another year like the one I've spent. I'm ready for God to bless me now. Pick up that phone. Dial that number. You can't dial. You don't have a dial. Press that number into your phone. Or you can visit rodparsley.com. But please, please, please remember to send your most urgent prayer request so that we can pray over them together on December 31st, New Year's Eve, together, live around the world. Thank you, and God richly bless you.
2026 can be your best year ever as you ignite your faith to blast away fear and walk confidently in victory. Dr. Parsley is standing boldly with you, believing for four God-sent blessings in the new year: power, peace, protection, and provision for every need. Take up the shield of faith and claim God's promised protection. Sow your Psalm 91 seed faith gift today as a declaration that you believe His promises and are ready to receive His blessings. For your generous Psalm 91 seed of $91 or more, you'll receive four powerful resources. Keep your faith strong as you read Psalm 91 from this beautiful print. The book, Fear Not, written specifically to help you and those you love overcome fear. The new four-part video series, Faith, the Antidote to Fear, and To Walk Each Day in Victory, the enhanced and expanded 365-day devotional, Every Day Matters, from Rod and Joni Parsley. And for those special friends who sow $1,000 or more, we've commissioned an exclusive Shield of Faith from the award-winning Wendell August Forge, a stunning work of art that declares God's protection over your home. Please include your prayer requests for the Countdown to Your Victory New Year's Eve service. Call day or night, write, or visit rodparsley.com. Choose faith. It's the antidote to fear.
Celebrating more than 50 years of soul-winning ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. This worldwide broadcast is an outreach of Bridge of Hope. For more information, visit rodparsley.com.